Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's The Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
What's up, peeps?
Yo, yo.
It's time for another episode of The Nate Darling Show, the Friday edition. Thanks for coming back. We missed you.
Aw.
We've been just hanging out, rubbing our faces on Ted's shoes.
that's
my cat Ace.
Oh, right.
Wink. No, the only one rubbing their face on Ted's shoes.
So far.
It's true.
Show is too early. Something. I don't know.
Coming up on this episode of the show, why I don't want a pool anymore. A man who's really committed to peeping. And that's right. We alluded to it on Wednesday. Someone's leaving The View. Where they're going, we'll talk about that, and a little more shaming as well. So
yay, that's shame.
That's all coming up. Ted,
yes, sir.
How was your week?
Let me tell you, my week was well. We went to the California State Fair over the weekend, and I got to see Weird Al Yankovic, as some of you may know, one of my favorite artists of all time.
What's your favorite song from him?
You know, I really like White and Nerdy, just because it speaks to me for some odd reason. I'm not sure why. It should be White and Geeky. I know that's what you're thinking. No, you're not thinking that at all. No, I love his raps. He's really funny. And the video with Donny Osmond's pretty fantastic. So, yeah, he was fun. He always puts on a fantastic show. So everyone likes Weird Al at his concerts.
That's cool.
And they had a lot more bacon-related food items at the fair this year. I can't speak exactly to what the advances were because I didn't actually eat any of it.
Advance in bacon.
Bacon technology has come a long way. So.
Did you eat anything fun, deep fried or anything?
Let me tell you. Well, actually, you know what? We decided we're going to forego too much fair food, so we hit a local Indian buffet before we went to the fair, and then I just had falafel at the fair itself. So nothing fun and deep fried and disgusting that makes me feel sick afterwards.
No.
I've learned my lesson. But the best deep fried thing I've had at the fair of late would be the deep fried cookie dough. I would recommend it in case anyone likes deep fried sweet items, because it's like a fresh cookie that's come out of the oven, because it's kind of gooey in the dough. So in the chips, it's really good.
Mm.
So yeah, good stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. So go to the fair, everyone. It's fun.
I'm actually going to go to the fair tomorrow, as you're hearing this podcast. Hootie and Mrs. Hootie are coming up from Salinas area, and we're going to go and see Grand Funk Railroad. Grand Funk Railroad. We're gonna see them like it's 1974.
Awesome. Are you gonna have wine slushies? Those are good.
I am not.
Like because it's not. Is that not the program?
No, I've the diet program that I've been on. That I won't mention their name. Not because they don't work, but because they're not supporting the podcast.
Bastards.
So far, 28 days as of this recording. 28 days. I've lost 31 pounds.
Nice.
Wow.
I have not had, here are the things I have not had in a month. I have not had any alcohol. I have not had any sugar. I have not had any dairy. I have not had any carbs. I have not had any grains.
Wow.
How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
That's good.
I really do.
That's really good.
It's the plan, amongst other things, are supplements, but the food is basically organic lean protein and organic fruits and veggies.
Nice.
So before you guys got here on Monday when we're recording the show, I had a lean hamburger, 4% fat, some cucumber, and some berries. That was dinner.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm sticking with it, well, until I hit my goal, really. But anytime I'm around home in the home area, I'm going to, and because you learn how to eat that way when you eat out at like a regular restaurant, because I've had one restaurant experience, it was like a group outing. So I'm like, okay, it's a Mexican place. Okay, I'm going to get the chicken. I'll bring some tomatoes into work so I can have that right after we go there. And I'll just eat the chicken out of like a chicken burrito. Mm-hmm. And that worked out really well.
Yay.
So that's all in plan. But next month, I'm going on a road trip to Portland and Seattle. And it's now booked, or at least the Portland part of it is booked. The hotel was booked, and I have tickets to see my beloved Portland Timbers. Beloved ever since I got drunk one night and bought the sweatshirt on eBay and then decided to follow the team afterward.
Is that hockey?
It's Major League Soccer.
That's how I knew that.
Mm. Major League Soccer. So tickets are purchased for that. I am super stoked. I want to see Timber Joey saw off several hunks of log to players. So when the Timbers score a goal, this dude named Timber Joey is there and he saws off about a 3-inch thick slice of a log off the end, and the player that scores the goal gets that piece of wood after the game.
Sounds like a terribly awkward euphemism.
Oh, it's fantastic. Sure
what... So whenever they score, they get wood is what you're saying.
Exactly. Got and I'm going That's to get the t-shirt. They make a t-shirt with like a shot of a ring of a tree, and it says got wood over it, and I am so buying that when I get there, because there's no sales tax in Oregon, so I'm going
reason.
Fucking hog wild, buying shit right and left, whether I need it or not. Ha ha, no sales tax, bitches. Ha ha, take that. Huh.
You feel better.
I do. I do. I feel much better. Also want to give a shout out and a big thank you to everyone who came out to see That Happened Improv last Saturday at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. There is another show coming up in August, so we'll be talking about that. I believe it's the 17th. So it's, yeah, it's just before I go to Portland. So the 17th, Saturday the 17th of August will be the next show. And the I could not be happier with the cast of the show. It was, you know, we all sort of got thrown together and didn't have a ton of time to rehearse as a group, and everybody sort of pitched in, up their game, and we had a really, really fun show. So
it was a fun night. It was good times.
Thanks to everybody who came out. Thank you to all of my teammates, including Christiana,
Woot,
who's on the team, and Josh and Mike and Jeremy.
Good people.
I've got a cough. I'm sorry, listeners.
That's okay.
It happens.
We'll make it happen.
I'm froggy.
I know. You know who has problems too? Amanda Bynes.
She does.
She went to court dressed a little bit differently. She rolled in, sporting an aqua colored wig, sweatpants, a tank top, and sneakers.
That's not right.
She was there to fight allegations. She threw a glass bong out of her New York apartment window in May. And that's the best way to prove that you're not a stoner throwing bongs is to show up dressed like that for court. According to police, she threw the bong out her window before they arrested her, but she's denied that. In fact, she says the arresting officer sexually assaulted her by slapping her vagina.
Oh, God.
Which is physically impossible. I hope she means vulva. It's not... I don't even know how you'd pull back enough to actually slap a vagina. It's on the inside. Anatomically, it's inside.
Maybe you could karate chop it. Maybe.
Even then, I just don't know.
Like an uppercut and then finger. No,
uppercut.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
They're her words. She also says cops entered her apartment illegally. Okay. When they went to court, nothing really happened. She was virtually silent, and the judge continued the case until August 26th.
Uh-oh, I got to listen to the laugh with the C-word joke. That's trouble.
So there you go.
Yeah, it was like a very sly C-word joke.
I think
only for the astute listener.
I missed it because I was reading. Sorry.
You listen to it later, you will laugh.
Oh, okay. Promise.
It was sly.
Okay. She's most famous for calling people ugly on Twitter.
That's what she's known for.
At this point, this is what she's best known for.
Not her sketch comedy work.
Nope. She is best known for calling people ugly on Twitter.
That's cool.
Including Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are ugly.
Did she really say that?
That's from July 8th.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I missed that one.
Is she trying to make it happen like Wicked? Like, that's wicked smart. That's ugly.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Oh. Probably not.
What was the occasion for that? Do you have any idea? If you don't know, it's okay.
I have no idea.
It's such a random thing to say, but well, she's a random lady.
The weird thing is she calls people ugly and then usually apologizes. So we've got there's the Obamas. There's Miley Cyrus that she called ugly at one point, but then they're besties again.
Her dad, if I recall.
Mm-hmm, her dad. That's why she had to have the nose job, because it was her dad's nose. As I click through, it's
a veritable who's who of young Hollywood.
Well, it's from photos.2fab.com, but I don't recognize any of these people, and instead of having a caption saying who they are, it just says error. So I think that's a sign for me to move on to something else. That's okay. No one really cares.
Can we all agree they're all ugly people?
They're kind of famous and reasonably good looking.
Ah,
so
fair enough.
There's that. You know, a lot of people are all about how Target is way better than Walmart.
I know of that theory. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they allegedly reminded bosses, not all Hispanic employees eat tacos, wear sombreros.
Oh.
That's right. Three former employees are suing Target for discrimination, citing a document the company distributed to managers with reminders, helpful ones, I would guess, that not all Hispanics eat tacos and burritos or wear sombreros.
That seems important for management to know.
The former warehouse workers lawsuit filed in Yolo County, California.
Yolo.
Right next door. Claims they were victims of discrimination on the job and that Target's multicultural tips for managers were themselves offensive. That's according to Courthouse News. According to the complaint, Target gave its distribution warehouse managers a document entitled Organization Effectiveness, Employee and Labor Relations, Multicultural Tips, which featured suggestions on how to manage Hispanic employees. You'll love this, by the way. The tips addressed a variety of Hispanic stereotypes from music to food to clothing.
That is so ridiculous.
Here's what's in there. A, food. Not everyone eats tacos and burritos. B, music. Not everyone dances to salsa. C, dress. Not everyone wears a sombrero. I would argue that I've never seen anyone wear a sombrero unless they were dressed up in some sort of costume.
Yeah.
D, Mexicans. Lower education level. Some may be undocumented. E, Cubans, political refugees, legal status, higher education level. And F.
Well, that's true. They do have very different demographics.
And F, they may say, okay, okay, and pretend to understand when they do not, just to save face.
Yep.
So the three workers, Robert Gonzalez, Bulmaro Fabian, I'm sure I'm butchering a name. Sorry, dudes. And Pedro Garcia Ayala also claim in the suit that their supervisors were nearly all Caucasians who frequently used racial slurs when talking to Hispanic employees. Gonzalez says that when he went to Human Resources to report the problem, his bosses retaliated and that he and the other two were eventually fired. Molly Snyder, who's a spokeswoman for Target, declined to comment on the lawsuit, saying the company hadn't yet received it. Snyder said the retailer is, quote, firmly committed to diversity in the workplace. Obviously, they put out a memo. Duh. said that commitment includes respecting and valuing the diverse backgrounds of our more than 361,000 team members worldwide. In response to news of the complaint, LATISM, a national nonprofit organization based in D.C., questioned whether Target's actions were racist. They said, quote, it's very disturbing to think that the company, which has a pretty good public persona, might have such an ugly private face, the organization wrote in a blog post.
Ooh. I really want to know. I want to see, like, the original. I haven't looked up the actual lawsuit, but I want to see the original document and what it looks like, because I can see some of these lines being part of actual HR training, which would combat real problems. I mean,
yeah, if you're
real other truly racist or xenophobic or whatever statements that people would make.
Plain old ignorant.
If you were like, hey, we don't all eat tacos. Thank you for that.
You know?
And it's just weird. Like, I want more of the context. I'm not saying it's excusable, but
yeah. I mean, if you roll into work and somebody's like, hey, Dominguez, where's your sombrero?
Right.
That's horrible.
Right.
Don't say that.
Then why did you laugh?
It's just the notion that somebody's so stupid to say that is what's funny to me.
Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
By the way, Twinkies are back.
Yeah.
But they're smaller than before.
Oh.
And the most disturbing thing of all, I turned on the Today Show on Monday morning, and here were their two big stories of the day. Kate Middleton is going to have a baby.
Yay.
Just like millions and millions of other women, but with far more people watching. And Al Roker was somehow playing a role in guiding the first truckload of Twinkies into New York City.
Waiting in line.
That seems bad. I'm sure they're not going to be as good, because I'm still bitter that when Mother's Cookies went out of business and then I think Nabisco bought it or whatever, they brought back circus animals. They do not taste the same.
Oh, really?
No, they look the same. They're close, but they do not taste the same.
Damn.
Just a hint off on the elephant.
It is. Well, when you have like that taste that's thoroughly ingrained in childhood. You know, like Jell-O pudding pops. Why can't that shit come back?
Well, I think it might also be that your taste buds have evolved and changed a little bit, so it might not be exactly how you remember it.
No.
Or there's more coating and stuff to preserve them now.
It's just not as good.
That's okay. What it is.
By that. Speaking of Kate Middleton, Snooki has stepped up because she's been in Kate Middleton's shoes, at least when it comes for preparing for the first child and being in the public eye, too. She welcomed her little bambino Lorenzo back last August. My God, it's almost a year now. And as the Duchess of Cambridge counts the final days before her royal baby arrives, Snooki decided it might be helpful to give Middleton a little heads up on what she can expect.
Barf.
Poop. That's right. She wrote to her.
Tiny baby. It's going to come out of her vagina.
Or they might pull it out of a scar. You don't know.
It's true.
Like
a fish, I was gutted right there. Harry Carey style.
Here was the letter. In the beginning, right when you take your royal golden nugget home to the castle, is the most exciting exciting experience of your life. I couldn't wait to wake up in the middle of the night to take care of my little Prince Lorenzo.
Why? Lies. Lies.
Then things got real and Snooki simply stated, but that lasts for about a few days. Then it's like, I love you, but OMG, stop crying. I'm exhausted. The lack of sleep you'll get used to. Just do your makeup, put a tiara on, and you'll look as beautiful as usual.
Lies.
I have a feeling that she probably, Middleton probably has people to help her with the babies.
You'd think,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe a nanny of some kind. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, Snooki and Gianni moved into his mom's basement. So there you go.
That's
I think his mom's basement's like an entire other castle.
Yeah, it is. The meatball mama, that's what they're calling Snooki, also suggested that Kate sing to the baby. Let's not forget the Duchess Bundle of Joy already has its own lullaby. Noting that when she sings her son, he calms down and stares at me like he's in love. Probably gas, but makes her feel amazing.
Nah.
Or he's just trying to tell me to shut the hell up because I can't sing. So,
probably.
So Snooki's decided to weigh in on that. There's more, but
that's nicer.
There's nothing more important. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Snooki lately. She has gotten back into better than pre-baby shape.
Oh, good. I was worried about
her. She just really skinny shape. I'm not sure.
Well,
that, I mean, you don't know if that's healthy or not.
No, I don't know. The pictures she posted were from the gym, so she must be healthy.
Ah, that's true.
It's true.
Gym bunnies. Johnny's? Never mind. I was going to say only gym bunnies are healthy, but it didn't make any sense. So I didn't say it. Woo!
Only gym boys tacos.
Gym boys tacos.
Not healthy.
But delicious, but not on the diet. I know.
Now, it may seem counterintuitive, but there's a body of evidence to suggest that the millions of Americans with a diet soda habit may not be doing their waistlines or their blood sugar any favors, as the consumption of diet drinks made with artificial sweeteners continue to rise. By the way, no artificial sweeteners in over a month either.
Good.
Researchers are beginning to make some uncomfortable associations with weight gain and other diseases. For instance, as researcher Susan Swithers, writes a new opinion piece published in the journal Trends of Endocrinology and Metabolism. I have a subscription.
I have the latest copy. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Their swimsuit issue is crazy.
Quote, accumulating evidence suggests that frequent consumers of these sugar substitutes, such as aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin, may also be an increased risk of metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease.
Patrick.
Yeah, it's not good. So basically, there's also a link between diet soda consumption and weight gain over time. So you think, oh, I'm not putting the sugar in, but it's not doing good. On average, for each diet drink the participants drank each day, they were 65% more likely to become overweight over the next 7 to 8 years in the study. Another bit of evidence, a multi-ethnic study which included some 5,000 men and women, found that diet soda consumption was linked to significantly increased risk of both type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. So, how could this happen? Well, since being overweight is a major contributor of type 2 diabetes, it's possible that some diet soda drinkers suffer from a mindset problem. They justify eating lots of high-calorie foods because the drinks are calorie-free. It's also possible that something much more complicated and nuanced is happening, and that's probably more likely, in the bodies and brains of diet soda drinkers. As Ms. Swithers points out, frequent consumption of high-intensity artificial sweeteners may have the counterintuitive effect of inducing metabolic derangements.
Deranged.
Mm-hmm. One theory is that diet soda may throw off the metabolism by blunting the body's response to sugar. From the moment sugar touches our lips, the body starts to release hormones to begin processing it. It's part of a feedback loop that helps the body predict what's coming. But if we develop a habit of consuming the artificial stuff, our bodies might get confused and might not respond the same when we consume real sugar. We may no longer release the hormones needed to process it, or at least not as much of them as before. And the change in hormone levels could lead to increases in how much we eat, as well as bigger spikes in blood sugar, which is related to diabetes.
Drink water.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Good. That sounds, yeah.
Bubbly water.
Sounds delightful.
This is why, have you seen the ads on TV lately with, like, it's a Hispanic mom walking through, or someone who could be read as Hispanic, walking through a grocery store going, I'm capable of shopping for my family. Mm-hmm. And these people, you know, I don't need the government telling me what to feed my kids. And it's from the, like, American Beverage Association.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me want to throw things at the television. Because the problem is, you're not getting the actual info, American public. You just don't have enough to make a fair decision.
Well,
it's fine.
You are. You're getting a thing of on the front. It says like 240 calories per serving, but that can of soda is a serving and a half.
Right. Or so, just the fact that this stuff that is just pure. I mean, the fact that they can make a drink that has zero calories, zero sugar, zero everything, but still has like a flavor. And bubbles and everything. That's weird.
Well said.
That is weird. All those chemicals can't do well. And I've stopped. I had quite a Diet Coke habit at one point. But I have a lot of, I've always had a sensitivity to coffee since I worked in like a coffee bar and I think overdid it.
Mm.
But now I notice, and I have no scientific, I have not tested this to back it up, but I notice now I rarely drink caffeine. I rarely drink diet soda anymore or any soda. If I overdo it, like if I go to I'm really thirsty that day and I go to someplace with like a soda bar and I keep hitting the refills over and over again, I am seriously ill after that.
Oh,
like really bad stomach pains. And I googled a bit and there's some theories out there that it's the artificial sugar can F you up.
Oh,
big time.
Yeah,
so I have some kind of like intolerance now to aspartame or something.
Or aspartame?
Aspartame.
Aspartame? Which part of you do you have a problem with?
As a part of me. I can't talk today. You guys have a cold. Oh. Shut up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well,
gross.
Oh, well, then. Let's move on to this.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. My voice right now could do the A really well.
Me. All right. First up in cool or tool. Oh, my God. I moved that to later in the show.
I was wondering what?
Sorry. So this first up in cooler tool, thing. Sombreros, Ted, cooler tool. Doing this on the fly.
Sombreros are cool unless you wear it. That's not fair, but I'll go with that.
It just means hat. It's fine.
Yeah. Sombreros are awesome.
Ole.
Wear them at, take a siesta under one if you like. That's what we do.
While leaning against a cactus and wearing a serape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Serape.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it protects you from the cactus.
Oh.
And the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The unforgiving.
Both. What about a poncho? Can I have a poncho as well?
You can have whatever you want.
Sorry.
Some Jimbo's tacos. It's all good.
Up next in cooler tools, Snooki sharing her mommy knowledge with the princess. Christiana?
I guess it's fine. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, that's neither cool nor tool.
I know. I guess it's cool.
Ted?
You know, I don't know much about Snooki as a mom, so it's hard for me to say, but she's a good mom. Fine, cool. Share your knowledge with people. You're a celebrity. If you have good advice, then go ahead, share it.
Let me just break this down for you. Tool!
So you're saying cool?
Stop it!
Cool?
Just because you reproduce doesn't mean you need to share your knowledge with the fucking universe!
So you're for it. Okay, got it.
Tool!
All right.
Cool. Stop it.
Cool.
I need to stay in the public light, so I'm going to write a letter to the fucking Tool.
Why don't you blame HuffPo or whoever for publishing it?
Yeah. Or the Nate Darling Show for promoting it.
Yeah.
It was actually E! Online.
Okay.
Responsible for the Kardashians. So there.
Not cool.
Yeah, not at all. And finally, in cooler tool, diet soda, Ted.
Disgusting. Tool. Fuck it.
Christiana.
Drink water.
Yeah, it's toolish, but I miss it.
Like crack.
Sometimes it's nice and refreshing, but no. It's a nice iced tea. Nice decaf iced tea.
Yes.
It's your antioxidants.
Diet soda is absolute tool. It's a friggin' wolf in sheep's clothing, man. Does terrible things for it. Comes you in the night.
Delicious bubbly wolf.
Yeah, it's bubbling you. It's seductively calling you to come and take some. But it's just gonna kill you, man. That's how it's gonna go. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
These statements are not the actual opinions of anybody in general.
Anybody.
Please don't sue me. I don't know. This is comedy.
It's hilarious.
Get a fucking sense of humor, okay?
Yeah, don't sue us assholes.
Yeah. Settle down.
Well, I sworn a lot today. We're not going to make it to the radio.
I know.
At this rate.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, while we have a second here at the end of Cooler Tool, if you program a radio station, own a radio station, or would like to have a show to put on like Friday and Saturday nights late at night, the Nate Darling Show would be awesome for you. Because even though Ted curses a lot, we can cut that down if we have to. We'll drop all C-word jokes.
My whole repertoire is gone.
Not like drop a joke as in make a joke. Like we'll eliminate them.
Yeah, they won't be there anymore.
Won't drop it like it's hot. We'll like drop it like it's
cold.
Yeah, we won't actually say cunt. We'll say C word. Or just C. It's an example, Ted. It doesn't count.
All right. I used the N-word as an example once, and I got so much crap for it.
Did you?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Let me just say this. We won't be using the N-word at all. I can pretty much guarantee there'll be no use of the N-word. And it's a fun show. So if you have a late night slot on your radio station, you'd like to put a fine up-and-coming show on, email me, nate@natedarlingshow.com, and we'll work something out. It probably won't be that much more expensive than paying a board op to run something terrible.
Do you have any training?
Let me see. Do I?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Oh yeah, I am.
Woo. That's his professional voice.
It's true. Well, that's actually Scott Shannon. He's a very famous radio DJ.
Professional.
He did a lot of cocaine though. I've never done cocaine. Oh. I'm very responsible.
That's why you're an amateur. No, not true.
No, I am in fact a professional. I have been paid to be a radio DJ. So, all right. I was trained.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
I still think I have my restricted radio phone license for the FCC somewhere.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it's sexy.
I know, isn't it? It basically just means that you've filled out a form saying that you know how to operate a radio board.
Oh.
It's not even required anymore. Hasn't been for a while. So there you go. Nate@natedarlingshow.com. I don't expect to hear from anybody, but hey, I'm throwing it out there.
Do it, people.
Yeah, if you're one of those people that runs a radio station. So, this was sad news. Fans of The View. Are there any of those? Fans of The View?
Not really.
No? Okay. I never watched it.
Well, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving The View and done. She announced that she was leaving and then she was gone. It was like after the show, Barbara Walters stood behind her with her arms crossed while she loaded everything into a cardboard box. She was not allowed to work out a 2-week notice. It was crazy.
I was sad when Joy Behar left.
Well,
she was funny. So what?
For The View, she was funny for The View. She's leaving. So Elizabeth Hasselbeck is going to be joining Fox News' morning show, Fox and Friends. Yeah.
They won't have to change who portrays it on the on the SNL spoof because it's just like another blonde
lady. It's a different blonde lady.
Well, are they getting rid of the other blonde lady?
I believe so.
That's mean.
Gretchen
Carlson, who That's currently mean. Hosts Fox and Friends with Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade.
Me now.
Helm a 1-hour daytime program.
It is. Yeah, it's possible that Carlson will take over one of the 2 hours previously hosted by Megyn Kelly, who will now host a primetime show on Fox News when she returns from maternity leave.
Boy.
Last we heard from Megyn Kelly, she was chastising the guys on Fox News for talking about women's issues and having no women on the board on the panel.
She gets some points for that.
Megyn Kelly's a tough lady. And
she says a lot of bad stuff too.
Oh yeah, yeah. But she's a tough lady and easy on the eyes, which is a requirement at Fox News. I don't know if anybody's noticed. If you turn on Fox News, there's a bunch of really angry guys and pretty blonde ladies.
It's a requirement also for anybody doing the financial report, and they always film. I've noticed they finally stopped that, but it used to be like I watched the Today Show in the morning. And whenever they cut to the pretty financial woman at the stock market, it's always this like down angle, like she's looking with her big gamma eyes up at the camera. And I don't get why that is.
Because you can't have cameras down on the stock floor with a live shot. You can only have them up above.
But they're not on the floor. They're in like a booth somewhere. Like the floor is behind them is sort of the background scene.
Right. But there's only so many places you can put a camera in the New York Stock Exchange. It's a matter of camera placement. It's not a matter of
cutesy face. I get the cutesy face.
It's they're not taking your Facebook profile picture. There's a reason behind that. So there, Elizabeth Hasselbeck going there, and Conan O'Brien heard about it, and this was what he had to say.
Big sudden shakeup at The View today. This morning, co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck announced abruptly that she was leaving the show and that today would be her last day. It was a pretty emotional moment.
First of all, I'm really happy and excited to confirm that indeed. Today is officially my last day at The View. I'm happy that you're going.
USA! USA! USA!
with shots from Tahrir Square and Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Wow. C-3PO hates Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
So that was Conan's take on the whole thing. Kind of mean. I'd say I'd miss her, but I don't care.
Nah.
I don't watch The View.
She has some interesting views.
That's why she was on The View.
The View. Now but I don't see, like, her thing on The View was being the alt opinion, and now she'll just be with the majority, which is boring.
Yeah, she's just going to be another one going, Obama bad, yeah. Now, you were mentioning Jenny McCarthy in her last show in relation to The View. What's going on there?
She will be stepping in as the hot blonde
on
the panel.
Oh, the irrational
too bad
hot blonde.
Because I don't like her view on vaccinations. It makes me angry.
Why? Because there's absolutely no basis in science or fact, and it's led a whole generation of nitwit women to not have their children vaccinated.
Nitwit parents. I don't think it's just women.
It's well,
listen to.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of dudes listening to Jenny McCarthy's
you
viewpoints.
You don't?
They're staring at her boobs.
I don't believe so.
I think it's parents.
I think
I don't
Ted's
think
right.
You can make it a woman thing, but well, then the guys were listening to Jim Carrey when they were together.
That's
well, I think the guys are just going, whatever, honey.
I don't know.
But this whole but basically what this has led to is there's a whole raft of people who aren't getting their children vaccinated.
Yep.
And so what do we have now? Whooping cough.
Whoop.
Measles. And other bullshit.
Shingles.
That is
mumps, tetanus.
Yeah, all of these things that kids can get vaccinated for simply and easily, and there's no side effects for them. None. No basis in scientific fact at all. But she went on Oprah, and Oprah is even more to blame for this.
Yeah.
So screw her and her new movie that she's in, The Butler. Don't go see The Butler because Oprah did this. now I'm mad.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Yeah. So.
I broke Nate.
Vaccinate your kids, for God's sake. Please, for love of God.
Yeah. You should let me just
break this down for you.
Break it down now.
Scientists probably know a little bit more about infectious communicable diseases and other syndromes than somebody who's famous for being in Playboy and on a dating show on MTV. You stupid, stupid blonde twat. There, I'm done now. See, I didn't use the C word. Ha.
I think scientists know more about global warming, too. That's just me.
Climate change. Let's call it climate change.
Oh, okay. Is that more PC?
I don't think that people give up the right to have informed opinions just because they happen to be celebrities. The key to that is informed.
Ah, yes.
Right. I don't think they should be the ones that you're turning to for all of your advice on anything.
No.
And, you know, if they want to contribute, if they want to raise awareness of things, great. But
just not of false things.
Yeah. There are people who've gotten terrible diseases and had bad things happen because of Jenny McCarthy.
Died. Kids have died.
Yeah. Dead kids. Jenny McCarthy equals dead kids.
There is a website that's like JennyMcCarthyBodyCount.com, I think.
Wow.
Oh, good.
They should ban her in Texas.
speaking of toilets.
Killing kids.
Oh, should we move on to the next story?
Yeah.
This was also part of the That Happened improv show. July 8th, an alleged peeping Tom was arrested after a woman and her young daughter spotted him inside a septic tank. Inside a septic tank.
I like that they have a picture of a toilet. That's not what he was inside of.
No.
That's not a septic tank.
Beneath the women's restroom at an Oklahoma water park, according to the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office report, Kenneth Webster Enlow was peering up at the 29-year-old woman and her 7-year-old daughter from inside the muck-strewn vault in the Whitewater Park.
Disgusting.
Oh boy.
The woman told investigators that she was taking her child to the bathroom when she saw that there was a man underneath the toilet looking up at her and her daughter. Enlow, she added, was sitting down and that he never said anything or asked for help.
That's terrible that this water park has a pit latrine like that.
Yeah, it seems like an outhouse.
That's terrible.
After deputies were summoned to the park, Enlow, who's 52, was removed from the tank by rescue workers who used a fire hose to clean him off.
Oh boy.
Deputies noted he was covered in feces.
Yeah, well, he was sitting in a fucking pile of shit, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Again, wow, I'm being so profane tonight.
Did you swap Tampa and Tulsa in stories or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I just remember things wrong?
I think you remember them
wrong. They're making jokes about getting it wrong, and then I thought,
No, he said the chickens.
Tulsa
was this story, and then the chicken story from the last show was in Florida, and it was mixed up with Oklahoma in the show.
We were all over the country.
So Enloe claims that investigators that a woman named Angel had hit him in the head with a tire iron, then drove him in a 1972 Chevrolet Monte Carlo to the park and dumped him in the toilet. Despite that explanation, deputies still opted to charge him with a peeping Tom. He was booked into the Tulsa County Jail, being held in lieu of $500 bond. Now, okay, so
who drew the short straw to drive him back in the cruiser?
They did hose him off. But here's what blows me away. So in Florida, if you kiss an officer on the nose, it's $5,000 bond. In Oklahoma, if you're peeping up at people from the septic tank, it's $500. I guess it's because it's a misdemeanor count. Now, the smoking gun says he's the third man to be arrested for septic tank peeping. Going back, New Hampshire resident Gary Moody has twice been collared for climbing down into the waste vault below toilets in the White Mountain National Forest. After his first arrest, he claimed he had dropped his wedding ring down the toilet. Following his second bust, he claimed that he went into the tank to retrieve a shirt he had dropped.
That seems less plausible.
In June 2011, Luke Chirisco was arrested when he was discovered hiding inside the tank of a portable toilet at a yoga festival in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, man, even toned butt's not going to be better to look at when it's doing something like that.
He was charged with unlawful sexual contact and criminal invasion of privacy. So, yeah. By the way, let me just clear this up for people. I know it's all about the experience and all that, but they make this stuff and put it on the internet for you if you just want to see it. I mean, I guess it's not the same as having someone actually literally defecate on you, but...
I pay someone to do that, too. Craigslist. Go to Craigslist. No, for free. Someone poop on you for free, I bet. Am I right?
Probably.
There's probably someone who likes pooping as much as there's someone who likes being pooped on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we all enjoy pooping, just not necessarily on in somebody.
Yeah.
There's nothing like first thing in the morning is a nice one, just saying.
Just really lighten up before you start your day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you can weigh yourself and say, oh, look, I weigh 2 pounds less. Is that how it works? I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know how it works.
Oh, the weighing part. I don't weigh myself after I poo.
Ted has no idea how pooing and weighing yourself works.
I don't weigh myself.
I bet $5 everybody's going to be like trying that this week.
Oh God, yeah! Everybody will get on the scale, weigh themselves, and then just do it, and then go, how much did I lose? And then there's going to be this weird person who gains weight for some reason because they stepped on the scale a little differently, and then they're going to freak out.
And they're going to sue me.
You know what's funny is, I guess it's like the reverse of that. But when you have a newborn, like a super tiny baby, and you try to figure out how if you're nursing, obviously there's no like little line marks on your boob or on the baby. There's no clear vault to see how much they drink. So they have sensitive baby scales. So you weigh them before you feed them. Then you feed them and you put them on. And like, the baby weighs 2 ounces more. The baby hates 2 ounces.
Oh, science. Wow. Yeah. I'm on to something here.
Calibration. It's your friend.
I'm not sure what I'm on to.
There you go.
All right.
Now, this is a reason why I never want a pool. We go now to Ohio, the Florida of the North.
Oh, brother.
Where a man convicted of public indecency 2 years ago for having sex with a pool toy is in trouble again. A grand jury indicted Edwin Toberta on a charge of public indecency. According to a police report, back in June, he stepped out of his back door naked and was having sexual relations with a rubber pool float. This occurred in front of several children who saw his genitals and his actions with the float. In 2011, he was accused of having sex with a neighbor's pool float. In 2002, a woman told police he did the same thing with an inflatable pumpkin in her yard. It's getting to where your inflatable pumpkin isn't safe anymore.
It's horrible.
It's a good thing you didn't do it to Santa. After his 2011 arrest, a family member said that he has mental issues and needed help. It's unknown if he's undergone any treatment. He's being held in Butler County Jail on $25,000 bond, scheduled for arraignment on July 23rd. So let me get this straight. So $500 for hiding in a septic tank, trying to look at women pooing, $5,000 for kissing an officer on the nose, and $25,000 for humping a rubber pool toy.
None of these people can afford any of these amounts anyway.
That's true.
So it probably doesn't really matter.
It's a moot point. So, yeah, that's... I don't know how that even happens. I mean, again, they make sex dolls. You could go shoplift one if you had to, I suppose.
A pool float. I'm trying to think out what kind of pool float he'd be having sex with, but I shouldn't be thinking about that. It's not a raft, obviously.
Ted's trying to paint a mental picture for like himself.
A life preserver? I mean, that's a big hole there. I don't know. I need more details on this story.
I don't know. Well, that's.
Or I don't.
I'm sorry. That's all WLWT, Cincinnati's news leader, has for you.
Nice reporting, jerks.
So, yeah, it's a crazy world out there.
That was in Florida, right?
No, that was in Ohio.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Okay.
The Florida of the North.
Gotcha. You said that. I apologize. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm with you.
No. It's very confusing when we move all around the country like that.
It all sounds like Florida to
because,
me.
Because, yeah, one minute we're there, and then the next minute, where are we? We're back in Florida.
Oh.
Because it's time for Florida Corner.
Yay.
That's right. Ocala, Florida, to be exact. Where deputies say a man applying for a job decided to pay himself up front. He's accused of stealing cash from the register. Surveillance video from Martin Oil in Ocala shows a store clerk turn away, and that's when deputies said Anthony Thomas reached over the counter and swiped the cash. It wasn't difficult for deputies to track down Thomas because he had already filled out the job application with his real name and address. He's charged with burglary, resisting an officer, and violence and petty theft.
Yeah, it was funny when we did it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, just a tip. Not that I encourage crime, but just a tip for you. If you're going to go and grab money from the cash register, fill out that job application with, like, a fake name. Like Captain Sumting Wong.
Nah.
Oh.
Or Dick Gazinia.
Dick Gazinia?
Jeez.
Make up your own. I don't care.
Oh.
I am
a criminal. That's not very good.
It's better than putting your real name on it.
Rob you blind.
Oh, I like it.
All right, now I'm on the trolley.
Rob and then the letter U.
And then blind.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or get the
it's
job.
It's pronounced bleend.
Bleend. I don't know.
And the ladies are at it, too.
Oh, ladies.
During the July 4th weekend, a man decided to leave his Acura overnight at the dealership to be serviced. On July 8th, he got an update on the status of his car, but the call wasn't from the repairs department. Instead, he was greeted at his front door by the Palm Beach County Police. Officers informed him that his car had been spotted 12 miles away from the dealership with the engine running and a naked woman passed out behind the wheel. Police initially tried to get her attention from outside the vehicle, but found she was unresponsive. They were, however, able to get inside the car through the rear passenger door, where they successfully woke her up. The naked 36-year-old driver, whose name is Melanie Mafuz, explained to them that her current condition was due to having a fever and high blood pressure. Officers immediately took her to nearby JFK Medical Center for treatment. What Melanie didn't tell them, however, was that she has a bit of a checkered past when it comes to dealing with law enforcement, including in 2011, petty theft, 2012, drug possession, 2012, grand theft and fraud. So while waiting in the lobby and reading out-of-date magazines, the police also decided it would be a good time to run the tags on the Acura she'd been found in. Turns out the vehicle had been reported stolen by the dealership. But when officers went to question Melanie about the car's ownership, they discovered that she had already fled on foot.
Oh, dear.
Good job, guys.
After nabbing her a few feet down the road, Melanie tried to explain that the set of car keys she had were given to her by the owner. The car's owner, on the other hand, claimed it was completely untrue. When police asked how she had a set of keys with her, the man sheepishly admitted that Melanie had visited his home days before and that she might have taken a set of keys during one of her stays.
Maybe.
And then they include a picture from her MySpace page, which she's taking from looking up at the camera.
Yeah, she must have been doing the financial report.
There you go. So she was arrested.
I see no other explanation.
Arrested and charged with grand theft auto, booked in the Palm Beach County Jail, where she remains on $6,000 bond.
Do they just like roll a couple of dice and just add a couple zeros to the bails?
Yeah, I mean,
that
I'll go.
Beats me. I don't do that kind of law.
I get the state to state stuff, but so stealing a car $6,000. Kissing an officer on the nose, $5,000. Seems odd to me. But, hey, it's Florida. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ted, when you need to shop online, what do you do?
Oh, well, let me tell you. I go to NateDarlingShow.com, and I click the link to shop Amazon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can you tell why that's awesome?
Oh, because it helps support the show and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Ooh, pretty smart.
Yeah, it's one of the best ways you can support the show. And if you're like, I don't want to spend money, I want to shop local. That's what I do. I shop local, yo. Here's the other way you can help out the show. I don't, you know, you don't have to be that guy. I'm not going to use the term, but we all know what I'm talking about.
Are you saying Jew?
No.
What are you talking about?
It just got weird.
Sorry, I was kidding. It did. It came out really weird. I'm sorry. It did. I'm Jewish, everyone. It's okay. It was a self-hateful Jew joke. Ha, 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 ha.
It's something that somebody said on stage at one... Not on stage. Yes, it was on stage. It was on stage at an ACL show where the guest said that, that she was... It's a term for a white person who acts black.
Oh, you remember? The W word.
Yeah.
Oh.
It rhymes with the N word.
I missed that show.
Yeah, it was something. And she was completely oblivious to it being a bad thing.
I remember this, yes.
Very sweet girl. She only ate, this was the other thing I remembered about her. She's a musician, but she only eats raw, locally sourced food.
Oh, it's Ricky Burger.
And I was leaving the name out on purpose,
oh,
Ted.
I meant Vicky Ruger.
That's fine. So she will. She's not vegetarian, so she will eat raw meat. She will not cook it. She will eat raw meat.
I went to a raw vegan restaurant once in San Francisco, and I'm still not finished digesting that meal.
Sorry,
right,
Ricky.
Now imagine if it was like, oh, here's a steak. Oh, that'll be great. How would you like it prepared? No, it's good.
Tartar.
Well, I mean... tartar, that's not... Sushi's good. It's raw.
Well,
and that fish, all those fishes eat mercury and shit.
What were you getting? You were talking about if you don't want to shop Amazon, do something else, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, when I was going, whoa. Tell a friend about the show.
What does that have to do with Wiggas?
It's friendly.
Because I was talking like one.
Oh.
So I was doing yo, what? What?
Okay, that was a big... Can we edit that part of the show out?
No.
Damn it.
This show is live to digital recording.
Mm-hmm. Crap.
There's no tape here. We keep it real. What? Yeah. That's right. We keep it real, son.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Word.
That's right.
That escalated quickly.
Like while we're promoting stuff, I should say that Kyle Kinane is performing at the Comedy Spot this weekend.
Tonight and tomorrow,
four shows.
He's funny.
He's nationally known, and tickets are $20, although there may be a $2 coupon still available if you look at Sacramento Comedy Spot's Facebook page.
Ooh.
Or go to buy tickets at sacramentospot.com. And some really great local acts will be opening,
including Nick Pettigrew.
Well.
Yeah, our friend Nick Pettigrew will be
on the show
opening. Yes, and so he'll be on the show again.
We hope to see you there.
Yeah, be there,
everybody.
Folks.
So, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. All right, moving on. So this is from New York, and I read a lot of stories from the LAist, which is stories in and about LA, and they have them all over the country, these sites. This is the Gothamist, so it's New York stuff. And this article says, for those of us living safely in the five boroughs, occasional news reports of douchey Hamptons behavior are usually enough to satisfy our craving for aristocratic absurdity. Read one article about people who enjoy $25,000 bottles of champagne chilled during a 10,000-foot free fall served by a skydiver. You've read them all. But the regular folks who reside in the Hamptons and suffer through the stampede of douchebags every summer need something more. This is a central service that Facebook page Douche Spotter is now providing.
Yay!
A lot of the group is dedicated to people venting about inconsiderate parking jobs, socks and sandals rage, butt-revealing shorts wearing hipsters, shudder-inducing vanity license plates, and angry Heather Mills. This all started last summer when I saw a guy doing something really annoying and I just wanted to punch him in the face. James Cuomo, who's a 26...
Which is an adult reaction to anything bothersome in life.
He's a 26-year-old construction worker. He started the page, he told the New York Post. But I figured it would just be smarter to go after him on Facebook instead.
Yeah.
His anecdote would have been better if he actually said what it was, but that's just me telling him how to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he did something annoying.
Specificity,
I want to punch
dude. Come
details,
on.
Details.
Humor is in the devil, which is
yeah.
in the details. The
devil's so funny.
Yeah, sadly, you have to be a member of the group. It's a members-only thing, so you have to...
Members-only?
Yeah, it's one of those...
And those jackets are douchey, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let me see if the New York Post article has anything about this. Let's turn to the New York Post, New York's news leader.
Because he's wearing a knit hat or something? I mean, something that douche-worthy?
Is it a page or a group?
It's a group.
Yeah,
it's a Facebook group.
Yeah, it's a private group.
That's dumb.
Okay.
I don't know why they're doing that.
Okay, here's what it is. He posted a picture of the founding D-bag, a man in a poncho, who brazenly cut a line at an East Hampton Starbucks. He was the last straw, Cuomo said. That's the attitude of these people. They feel like the rules don't apply to them when they come out here. I had to do something.
Fuck those guys. Am I right?
Not only did he cut a line, he was wearing a poncho in the process.
Right.
What a
son of a bitch.
While the site started slowly, Cuomo said postings have exploded during the summer as camera-wielding vigilantes set up their snaps. I think people have had it at this point, Cuomo said. It's gone crazy.
Had it.
One photo depicts a shameless cougar wearing next to nothing in a doctor's office.
Cougar.
One image shows
an actual cougar, because it'd be way better.
It would. One image shows a woman dining at a Montauk restaurant next to her Yorkie, which she had placed in a high chair.
Oh, that's adorably.
Well, that's just polite. You wouldn't want that thing running around the floor.
Most of the gotcha photos revolve around vehicular misbehavior. Pictures of double-parked Range Rovers and speeding Benzes abound on the site as seething posters release their pent-up rage. Another photo shows a car that was parked too close to the water, eventually ending up in the surf. The driver of a Jaguar sedan opted to take up two parking spots outside of Schmidt's grocery store in Southampton, including a handicap spot.
That place is so hard to park at the weekend, though, right?
The handicap thing's pretty bad.
To guard against.
They shouldn't do that.
That's douchey.
Denting. You don't want to dent the Jag. Aspiring fashionistas and flagrant hipsters should also watch their backs these days. Fedora wearing, vintage bicycle pedaling, all white outfit sporting Hamptonites are all lampooned mercilessly. I believe I ripped one local hipster a few weeks ago, too.
You did.
And he deserved it.
He didn't punch him in the face.
No, I didn't.
He just wanted to.
That's what I have here. Some people actually said it's a form of cyberbullying. I think that's pretty ridiculous, said Cuomo. One guy said that we are just poor locals who are mad at rich people. Listen, I know these people keep us going with the money they bring in, but I have just come to dread the summer because of the arrogance of these people. They don't have to act like this.
It's true, they don't.
So he's fed up with people being dicks.
Stop being dicks, rich people.
So he took the law into his own hands and created a Facebook group.
Wait, I don't think there's a law against being a dick. But yeah, he did take it into his own hands. Yes.
There should be.
You're right.
There should be.
Yeah.
There ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm. Now, heading down under for news, the head of Australia's leading alcohol research body has called for marijuana to be legalized.
Just in general?
Yeah. That well, here's why.
Aussie to me.
Harm of drinking. But as Candace Wyatt reports, his controversial suggestions have been met with resistance from police and health experts.
His comments may sound radical.
And we'd be better off having cannabis available on a restricted basis and moving alcohol into the same kind of basis.
But Professor Robin Room says legalising marijuana is the best way to reduce alcohol-fuelled violence.
But the other drugs have nothing on alcohol when it comes to its clear association with violence.
Those who see the devastating effects of drugs firsthand say the suggestion is fanciful.
I see the harm that marijuana and other drugs do to the community every day of the week. I'd be loath to support such a law.
A national household drug survey conducted in 2010 found almost 40% of drinkers consume alcohol weekly. It also found more than 35% of Australians over 14 years old had tried cannabis.
I think that if you had a legal and regulated market, then the government would have much better control over what's actually happening.
But some health experts are concerned Professor Room's message may prompt young Australians to mix alcohol and cannabis.
Don't cross the streams.
Oh my God. Sure, they'd fall asleep.
We need to definitely address
that's true. If they're passed out, they can't drink and drive.
Alcohol related violence. And the legal status of cannabis is quite another question.
A question, it seems, with no obvious answer. Wyatt, 10 News.
Light them up.
You ever notice that oftentimes when you hear Australians talk, they just sound like slightly off British people?
That's what they
like,
are.
Like British people who've taken a blow to the head.
Or smoking pot.
That's true. It's one of the...
Penal colony.
Hold on.
Rob gets super annoyed when people ask if he's
Australian.
Oh,
do I look like a bloody criminal?
The other day he was just like, yeah, I am, and left. It was so funny.
Oh.
Store. So forget it.
Okay.
Crikey.
I was distracted for a moment here, as I often am by headlines. Catholic youth group drops Agnieszka Radwańska over nude picture in ESPN magazine. It's in a different... The world number four tennis player has been dropped by the Catholic youth movement in her native Poland for posing nude in the body issue of ESPN magazine, which I thought came out last week, but somebody said it was not out yet. So.
There's a body issue?
Yeah.
It's like the swimsuit issue, but fuck it, we don't need the swimsuit anymore. Yeah.
There's no swimsuit. It's all athletes.
It has dudes too, though.
Yeah, male and female. It's all athletes photographed naked with various props covering their bits.
Oh, so there's no boobage.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's side boob. Okay. There's under boob.
Implied boob.
But is there nip?
No.
That's the question.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And there's no cock and balls.
No cock and balls.
She's 24.
There's balls, but just not.
Different.
Not anatomical balls.
Right.
She's 24. She makes no secret of her strong Catholic faith. She's faith. She is photographed in profile without a stitch, sitting in a lawn chair by a pool filled with tennis balls. While not explicit, the nude has proven too much for a Catholic group. Known as the Youth Crusade. I'm not going to try and pronounce it in Polish. It runs a campaign dubbed, "I Am Not Ashamed of Jesus." Young Catholics who claim more than a million followers dropped her last week for what they say was immoral behavior in the ESPN spread, which can be seen at ESPN.go.com/ESPN/body issue.
Slash what?
Body issue.
Slash boobs.
This year's issue includes Puerto Rican motocross champ Tara Geiger, 9-time major golf champion Gary Player, who is 77 years old.
Does it have Mark Webber?
Wow.
Or Nico Rosberg? Because I'm all over it then.
I do not know. So I'll try and dig up the body issue.
I realized I missed another race. The only other race this year that Nico Rosberg won. Son of a bitch.
Which one? Germany? No, not Germany.
Whatever one he won.
No.
Because I missed it. Silverstone. Did he win Silverstone?
He might have.
Pissed.
He might have. No, because Sebastian Vettel won Germany.
Yeah, blah, blah.
It's true.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Well, Ted, have I got a surprise for you?
That'd not be a little surprise.
It's not.
Yay!
I would not do a little surprise for you. It's more Speak Out from the Press Republican.
Yay, Speak Out.
Woo.
That's right.
Important issues.
Leashes. If I see anyone pulling on their dog's leash so hard to stop them, I'm reporting you. I see so many people pull so hard. How would you like that to have it done to you? Dogs can feel.
It's true. Dogs can feel.
It's not that it's not true. It's just the way that
the phrasing.
Funny to me.
Privacy. When customers go into a doctor's office and make a purchase, they may want a little privacy. If there are kids running around, it's not professional. No one needs to see certain personal things.
What is that about?
I hate that at my pediatrician's office.
Fee. Apparently, Essex County taxpayers are not taxed enough. Now some people who run the county want to charge a county DMV fee. It's just another way to increase taxes and try and pull the wool over the eyes of the taxpayer. Try controlling spending for a change.
Oh, it's not pulling the wool. It's just to increase taxes. That's literally true.
Call it a rape-in if you like.
No.
Well, if they like, they can. It's America. You can't
USA.
Stop them.
Wait, I think it's illegal. Never mind.
Rude. I'm sorry, but if you're rude to me and my coworkers and managers, then don't expect sweet and courteous service. I'm kind, but I'm not a slave. Unload your basket yourself. It's not my job.
Is that like an answer, like an add-on to the service one in the last?
I think you're right.
It could very well be.
Every week it gets worse and worse.
Now, the tallest flagpole in Plattsburgh is in front of the old federal building. Why is there rarely or never a flag flying on that flagpole?
Yeah, nope. There's somebody mad about that in the last one, too, because the flag was too old and tattered and faded.
Mm-hmm. They want a new one.
Let's send them a flag. We'll get in Speak Out, you guys. Let's use Amazon.com through the Nate Darling Show to send a flag.
To the old people.
Yeah.
Send it to them.
Yay.
Let's do it. Who's in?
Words. The Washington State Legislature. This is in Plattsburgh, New York, by the way. This is a person mad about the Washington State Legislature. They've raised PC to new level of silliness. The words freshman and penmanship are no longer to be officially used. I guess any word with man in it is fair game.
Is that true? No. Did they really ban those words?
I don't know. Speak out. Could be anything.
It's a pretty reliable source, I guess. Not really.
And finally, patients. If patients are at an age where they are just starting to go to the from pediatrics to an adult doctor, please understand that a parent may go to the first visit just to help the person remember everything. It's important stuff, people. By the way, this is small town news, and that's what goes. This is printed in the newspaper.
Oh boy,
yeah, that's what's printed in the newspaper.
Well, are there people furloughed? Because if they're not, then they win.
To be fair, they have real news there too. A man has been charged for allegedly stabbing two men downtown on Sunday morning.
Well, that's not good.
So make no mistake. Yeah, it's not good at all because people got
stabbed. That escalated quickly, I believe.
It did.
Brett killed a guy.
It did. Let's see, 23 stabbed in the torso, 30 cut in the face. Yeah, I'm guessing drinking was involved because that's. Having gone to Plattsburgh State, that's pretty much what you do there is you go downtown and you drink and you hang out. And if you're smart, when you see a group of people starting to fight, you go the other way. Because, you don't really want to be part of that.
Whatever.
Because every now and then there's a stabbing that's happening.
Do you want to follow up on the penmanship story?
Yeah,
I looked
it
up. Well, all right. So they did get rid of words such as penmanship and they changed it to... handwriting, but some words that remain include airman, seaman, manhole, con man, and family man. But fireman, policeman, ombudsman, watchman, freshman, and journeyman plumber all changed.
Yeah.
What's the replacement for ombudsman? Because that's like a
ombuds. Like a ombuds. There's no man now. It's just ombuds.
Yeah, they just shortened it.
Does that work?
I don't know.
It has
it's like
to.
A Scandinavian word, isn't it?
Well, you know what a journeyman plumber is. Oh, journey level plumber. All right, whatever.
Yeah, journey level.
Good job, Washington.
Yeah, way to go.
I guess so. I'll
see you in August, you hippie bastards. I may swing by Olympia just to shake my fist in anger. For mankind! That's right, mankind, you liberal bastards.
You should just go there and be like, I thought your capital was Seattle. Just watch people be like, shut up!
The really funny thing is if you're driving up I-5, there is an every rest area, there are... people are hitchhiking trying to go to Olympia. No fucking idea why, but there you go.
That's like people here trying to go to Reading.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody by the freeway by my house wants to go to Reading.
Huh. What's in Reading?
Nothing.
I don't know. I guess people maybe think they can get that far. Like asking for a ride all the way to Oregon would be too much.
Yeah.
Oh,
they just like go a little bit.
If I can get halfway there.
I get to Reading. Then I can get to Wairika.
Oh.
I can hoof it across the border.
Man, I ate at a Subway / Mini Mart in Wairika.
How was it?
It was a Subway.
You haven't digested that either.
No, right. I haven't. There's still parts of that in my colon.
Remember to weigh yourself after you poop it.
Oh, I will. I'm going to go ahead and do that. All right, that's going to do it for this week of the Nate Darling Show. Lots of cool stuff coming up. If you're in town, Kyle Kinane at the Sacramento Comedy Spot tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night. Two shows each night, saccomedyspot.com for tickets. Our friend Nick Pettigrew is one of the opening comedians. He's funny, even if he's not on a list of people nominated for something.
That's true.
I vouch for Nick Pettigrew. He's funny.
You can write him in, but you should support the ladies and vote for Lady. For Michaela Pettigrew, because they're married, so under like law in California, they get to share the award 50-50.
Okay. I think that's right.
Nate's like, I can't.
Who's the lawyer here, Nate? You're the DJ. She's the lawyer. I don't know what I am. I'm the
professionally
Jew.
Trained radio lawyer.
By the way.
I'm not. It's lies.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right. That's going to do it for this week. We'll see you next week. You all have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye.